Well, good day, everybody. It's great to be given the gift of another day of our lives, and have the opportunity to experience joy and happiness. So we really should take advantage of every day that we're given and be grateful for that. One of the things that I really enjoy every day is to make a green smoothie. I do this almost every day. And I've combined it over the past few months with intermittent fasting. I started by trying to make sure that I had a 12-hour fast every day, which meant not eating breakfast in the morning. And then I gradually extended that to 16-hour fasts, and even up to 20-hour fasts, which mean that I miss breakfast and miss lunch. And I've really found this to be easy and no problem. I don't feel any hunger. And it gives my body a period of the day where it's not worried with digestion, and it can go about doing other things like detoxifying. And about 9 months ago, I decided to buy a blender. And I bought a Vitamix blender, which is on the expensive end of the blender range, but it's a very good blender. It does a very good job. So if you can afford it, I think I'd recommend the Vitamix blender, but it is expensive compared to other blenders. So then what I do when I'm making my green smoothie is I start chopping up greens. And here the greens are really whatever's good at the organic store. I do almost all of my shopping now at the organic store to make sure we reduce the chance of having artificial chemicals in the food that we're eating. So I chop up some lettuce or cabbage or Chinese cabbage, just whatever is available at the organic supermarket, and whatever looks good. And then I add broccoli. I like putting broccoli in there. Celery, if celery is available. Cucumber, almost always get some good cucumbers. And then some capsicum or peppers if they're available as well. Sometimes I'll add a carrot. And sometimes I'll add some fresh cauliflower if that's available. And then I start adding a few other things. One of the key things is ginger, because the ginger really gives the smoothies a nice taste, and I've been putting more and more ginger in. It's actually very healthy for you, but it gives it a nice taste also. And then I add spirulina, which is important. It's actually a seaweed, an algae from the ocean, and I buy it locally here in France from a company that makes it, that grows it and packages it as a powder. And it's very important. It's very green. It's got a lot of nutrients, and one of the key ones is protein. It's very high in protein. I also add some flakes of dulse, which is another seaweed. And this time, dulse is of more a purpley colour, and the different colours generally mean different types of nutrition. Then I add some stevia, which is a natural sweetener, just a few drops to sweeten up the smoothie a bit, and also some vanilla essence to give it a little bit more flavour. And then I add some frozen things, and because you can't always get what you want fresh, the next best thing seems to be frozen, if it's frozen quickly at the source. And so if I don't have spinach available that's fresh, I add some frozen spinach. And again, if there's no cauliflower available fresh, I add some frozen cauliflower. And then I add some berries. And this is usually blueberries, raspberries, cranberries, whatever's available. I'll add a few frozen berries. The frozen things also make the smoothie a bit cool, which is also seems to be nice. And then finally, I add some spring water. And I usually fill up the container, the jug for the smoothie, about halfway up the contents that I've put in, all of the greens and berries and everything that I've put in there. I usually fill it until it's about halfway up the content, and then I blend at high speed for about 30 seconds. And now it's important not to just drink the smoothie, not to just gulp it down, because the blender does most of the job of the teeth, but not all. There can still be small pieces that can be chewed some more, and it's important really that those small pieces don't get into your stomach too quickly, so you can actually chew each mouthful of the smoothie a bit. But another thing that is even more important is that if you just gulp it down, you're getting essentially chewed food, but without any saliva mixed in with it. So it's important to take each mouthful of the smoothie, chew it a bit in your mouth, allow saliva to mix with the smoothie, and then allow it to go into your body, and it should feel almost natural that it's going in. And then I sit back while eating, drinking my smoothie, and just enjoy the flood of nutrition that's getting into my body, and knowing that all of that nutrition can get into my body without really very much effort at all, very little digestive effort from the body, and it's getting fairly free and easy nutrition.